You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it may rain a little bit from Saturday afternoon, but there could still be some good fishing over the weekend. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes, Port Pirie. Leon, how's it going?
Excellent. Thank you, Jordan. Excellent. Yeah, a little bit of rain doesn't hurt so much. It probably makes for a nice day out there sometimes, and I think it might keep the wind down a little bit too. I think we should be all right. Compared to last weekend, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess this week we've had some hot temperatures, some cooler temperatures. It's a really mixed bag, probably confusing the fish a bit.
It will confuse them, but we're going into the end of the season. There's some great tips that we need to send our anglers to. If we went over to the Horseshoe at Barrows Beach on the Berryweed, you'll find you'll get the last runs of some King George Whiting. Also at Woods Point, just out in the deeper areas from Woods Point, you should be able to pick yourself up a bag, and that'll continue a far longer than anything else on the Port Pirie side. Checkerboy, Eastern Shoal, top end of Ward Spit, still producing some good bags. It's worthwhile keeping out that way as much as you can. We've seen some snook floating around, which September is always the time for snook. So if you're trawling out or coming home and you're doing a bit of clean-up in the boat, throw a lure over and just see what you can pick up for a snook. And absolutely excellent to smoke or to turn around and just have fresh. I wouldn't sort of eat them too much after they've been in the freezer. The blue swimmer crabs are starting to show their head. That's in around that checkerboy area, green boy area. You should be able to get yourself a feed in the deep gutters. And they're going to be tasting pretty awesome, I reckon, because everybody would be hanging out for those ones. The tommy and salmon, we've seen a few floating around in the river estuaries. Well, they're always a good bit of fun for the kids to have a shot at as well. So watch your weekend, pick your time, and away you go. I reckon you can't go wrong with this particular one. And again, Jordan, I can't make it because I'm busy.
Oh, well. Sorely missed out there on the waters, I'm sure. With, like you said, the change of season with fishing, is there anything in particular you're keen to see and keen to catch over the warmer months?
The warmer months brings us a yellowtail silver whiting, and they're just absolutely beautiful. I mean, like, you know, for pound for pound, they're a much better fish than King George whiting, a lot fatter fillet, and they fight extremely hard, and you catch them in 6 inches of water. You know, so they're super fun. It's a bit like, you know, hooking up to a barramundi in a creek up in the territory sort of thing. They give you a good hiding, so it is fantastic. Yes. We also, you know, for some of your listeners, just had a meeting last week with PIRSA and Health and all that in regards to the fishing ban going forward in this region. And there was quite a good result from all those present in regards to an education process of us looking at what we do for the future fishing in this region. So PIRSA is going to come back to us by November with some good data, and then we'll try and work that out with the Anglers Association and other members of the community to make sure that we're on the right path. But education seems to be the thing with children, understanding, you know, what is safe and what's not safe for fishing, either with their safety gear that they wear in a boat, but also, you know, what limits they catch and what consumption they have.
No worries. Well, Leon, thanks for your time today.
See you later, mate.
Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, maybe you can go take the fishing rod out and catch something. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm well.
So what are we looking at for this weekend?
Wallaroo land-based. Point Riley's got squid, gar and tommies. The jetty's doing pretty well for crabs. There's squid and gar and tommies on the jetty as well. And the jetty shallows has a few yellowfin whiting, and the local beaches also have yellowfin whiting and the odd flathead. Boats from Wallaroo found tommies, squid and gar over Point Riley way. Whiting's still around the boiler area and around the beacons and shipping channel, and there are a few caught in the bay very late in the afternoon. Crab's pretty widespread, and there's a few snook around for those that are trolling. Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties both have squid and tommies. There's a few gar around, a little slow at the moment, but this should improve from now on. Burley's pretty much the key for the tommies and gar. Don't want a lot, just enough to keep them interested. Crabs are still a bit slow off these jetties, but you can still get a feed. And yellowfin whiting are showing up in the shallows and off the nearby beaches as well. Boats from Port Hughes still finding King George in the bay late in the afternoon or very early in the morning. Drop south of the Cape and out past the light are the go for bigger fish. Squid pretty good on most of the whiting drops, so keep a jag out while you're fishing. Gar out at the lighthouse, and there's a few snook out there chasing them around, so get a few of them as well. And if you want crabs down our way, down Moona Bay and Port Hughes way, you're better off going out a bit deeper.
No worries.
That's about it.
Well, of course, so we're coming into the warmer part of the year as well. Are there any in particular fish we should be keeping our eye out for as the season changes?
That's with the yellowfin whiting and the gardies. They're starting to show up, so they're still not in real big numbers, but they're getting better as the weather gets warmer and as the season gets a bit later.
No worries. Well, we'll have to keep our eye out for them.
They're the ones that are showing up now.
All good. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for your chat today.
No worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.